All right, we are live here at Ironclad Coffee Roasters. We're down here on Grace Street. This place opened up not too long ago. And we're looking at the folks who've joined in. And this is, hopefully you guys can hear the wonderful jazz music playing in the background. And I'm sitting here with Miss Hitchcock.
Hi, can y'all hear me? We're testing this out today.
Oh yeah, I think we're good. I think we're going through some settings. I think Miss Hitchcock is trying to download the app and download. Okay.
I'm in the room now.
Very good. All right. So this is the first edition of Live with the Heads. And this is something that we talked about doing last year, and just things weren't, we just didn't have it together, needless to say. And so we decided, you know what, instead of having these, you know, coffees with the heads and trying to get people to log in via, you know, Google Meet, and they're like walking around, people walking around with their cameras, you know, and it's just not the same, you know. So with this, we could be anywhere. So hopefully you've downloaded the app and subscribed to the channel. And hopefully the background noise isn't too bad. We can actually call in people if folks want to call in. But, you know, right now we're just going to just talk. And, you know, there are things, you know, we want to talk about. This first edition is just really going to be about, you know, what's been going on at the school over the past couple of weeks, and update you on a few things. And we have a couple really rad announcements that we're going to make. So start us off, Ms. Hitchcock.
Well, I do have a couple questions.
Sure.
From the people.
Housekeeping. Got some housekeeping things.
Yeah. Does this record?
Yes, this does record.
Perfect.
It records automatic. Well, it records, and then we get to decide whether or not we are going to publish it or not.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The people have questions, and that was a big one.
That's a question for sure.
So awesome. I see we have
this,
some.
This coffee's really good.
It is.
This is. I just learned that the owner used to be a third grade teacher, and she homeschools her two fifth graders, and her husband decided to, you know, step out, fire themselves working for, you know, the government, I guess, as she said, and, you know, when they stepped out and opened up this coffee shop, there's a few, there's one on the West End as well, she did say, it's off of John Roth Parkway.
Yeah, it's great. I am definitely into the location. It's beautiful. You get a nice view of the skyline, and so we're going to be hosting these from here, so in the future, next month, if you all want to join us while we record this live, you are more than welcome to come and join us for coffee as well.
Absolutely. And I think there'll be opportunities for people to call in. You can have, you know, you can ask questions, but that's not the format right now. Mm-hmm. We're just going to just be talking about, you know, everything Lynn Haven.
Yeah.
And all that fun stuff.
So I want to, first of all, say congratulations to Mr. Harris, and happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
His birthday was on Saturday. Okay. For those of you who don't keep that on your calendar at all times.
I turned 30 on the 10th. It was a great
time. Sure.
It was a great time.
Yep. But also congratulations, because this is, you know, this is Lynn Haven's 10th year. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to be underrepresented or understated, you know, as we go throughout the year.
Right.
So how are you feeling about this?
It's pretty nostalgic, I guess. 10 years doesn't seem like a long time. But if you're going through it, if you're going through the things, it's definitely a long, long time. We're going to have a celebration, I think, on November 13th.
I want to say that's true, whatever that Sunday is.
Yes.
Of that weekend.
Yeah. So on November 13th, from 11 to 3, we're going to have a 10-year celebratory brunch at Burning Mill Country Club. And it's going to be fun. You don't have to do anything but just show up. There's going to be brunch style. We'll have maybe some mimosas, you know, maybe some of that. But it's going to be fun. There will be a special presentation, you know, to sort of culminate the 10 years. And I have some ideas as to what that's going to look like. But stay tuned for that. There will be a RSVP form that's going to go out, I think, in the next month's newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to go out. We're also going to send out a email blast, just basic information. Are you going to come? Yes or no? Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So that's 10 years. Yeah, it's going through it. I'm telling you, going through it has been a marathon.
Speaking of that, will this event be wheelchair accessible? Because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to walk.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The day after I run the marathon.
Yeah, we actually. So that's why I sort of paused a little bit about the date. We were trying to figure out, you know, so it was originally on the 12th, but we switched it to the 13th because several of our families are running in the Richmond Marathon, or they're doing the 8K,
or the half,
and it'd be a great time to, you know, after the marathon the next day, just kind of hang out.
Eat everything,
for sure.
That's where we are. So, speaking of, like, so we have a new school year, right?
Mm-hmm.
As I announced to my child, for those who don't know, my child is in Poplar House. Next week is the last week of the first 6 weeks. We are at the end of trimester 1A next Friday. And that's a little wild to me that it's happened so fast, but that's kind of how the school year goes. And so I want to just share a little bit of statistics and things about the school year. So we have a record number of new students this year.
I apologize for all the noise. My microphone, my lavalier fell off. Okay, here we go.
he bumped it. So we have 60% of Lynn Haven students right now are either first year, this is their first year, or they were mid-year transfers last year. So they didn't start with us from the beginning. That's an amazing statistic for us because it shows that we're growing and that people are hearing about us and that, you know, that our parents are spreading the word.
Yeah, that was the theme. We had our, I know I'm kind of skipping ahead a little bit. Yeah, we had our parent house socials recently, and the attendance has been great, by the way. I mean, I think we have at least 80% of the families show up to those. It's been wonderful. And it's been, I think we have one more.
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. Sycamore House.
Yeah, Sycamore. I can't be there for that, unfortunately. I think, you know, Ms. Hitchcock and some other folks are going to all make that happen. But, so what I was saying was the theme through those house socials, people have sort of stumbled upon Lynn Haven, like by accident. And it's been through word of mouth. That's probably like 80% of the people who have found out about the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's been by word of mouth. And, you know, they didn't, you know, some people read an ad somewhere. Some people Googled, I think, private schools, Richmond, Virginia, or I think one parent said they typed in secular schools, Richmond, Virginia, and we showed up.
Yeah, I think we're number, if you type in small private schools in Richmond, I think we're like number one in the Google search for that.
Okay.
So we've definitely, because of you all Google searching us, it increases our appearance in Google, how that works.
It does. I mean, it can't be understated how important it is for parents to like the social media channels. I think Twitter is sort of dormant right now.
Yeah.
We don't really post to Twitter that much.
And we don't, I think we only had like 12 people following us on
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah.
Whereas Instagram is huge. We blew up over the weekend.
I don't know what happened. We had like 9,000 views on, I mean, for us, that's a lot, you know, for, you know, for all you social media people.
And almost 350 likes on a reel for our cross country team, which go them.
Yeah. It was phenomenal. We'll talk about that later on. Yeah, they've done great.
So we have new students, but we also have new employees.
Yeah. Like Ms. Hitchcock said, this has been a record number, I think, for new students come to Lynn Haven. Did we say that like 60%? Yeah. I think you said that before. 60% of our students are either first year
or mid-year transfers last year.
A mid-year transfer last year. Mm-hmm. It's always going to feel a little bit new moving forward. Now the eighth grade is going to it's going to sunset this year.
Yep.
And so it's always going to feel, hey, you know, a quarter of your population is new every year at the school. So that's going to be, at least from the freshman standpoint. So, new employees. So we have three new directors. Mm-hmm. As you know, if you looked at the school news on the website, those go out as frequently as we have information, mm-hmm. About updates about the school. Robin Thomas, she's stepped in right away and just really been fantastic when mm-hmm. it comes down to HR, operations, finance, and just organizational leadership. She's got 25 plus years, more than that, I think. Like 30 years plus experience, and she's been great. She came from private high school. Mm-hmm. I think that was the intentionality for Casey and I trying to find individuals that knew what they were doing in terms of, hey, they've done this before.
Yes.
Same thing with Allison Lamaster. She's the new director of admission and college counseling. And I think she's on this as well. Mm-hmm. And she's been phenomenal. She stepped right in. And, it's a breath of fresh air when you have people that know what they're doing.
Yes.
And so, again, she was at Peninsula Catholic as well.
And I don't want to say that we didn't have people who didn't know what they were doing before. The reality is we didn't have people.
Yeah, that's true. So if you're going to have people, you got to have people that know what they're doing.
Yeah,
right?
we just didn't have anybody.
Yeah.
So it's really awesome to welcome them. And then Ms. Melendez isn't new to Lynn Haven, but she's new in her role as Director of Teaching and Learning. And, the beginning of the school year is always the busiest time.
Absolutely.
For any director of teaching and learning.
Yeah.
Because you're setting schedules, you're meeting with parents, you're helping teachers get started and get their feet under them for the new school year.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot. And so, when you have someone who's rolling up their sleeves and jumping in with two feet, it's great.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, and then we just hired Chase.
Yes.
And he's the new building and grounds manager, and he's been phenomenal. He's well qualified for that.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew that you can get your degree and focus on like chainsaw operation and
wildlife management
and supply chain and I mean just all that stuff. Like, it's more like natural of resources, but he's stepping right in and making it happen. He also drives a van in the morning time as well to help out with our transportation.
Yes.
So that's been great. So I know we've had several moments. I'm sitting there during the admin meeting, and the new directors have these moments where they just kind of like look at us like, so how did y'all do this? Or I'm like, well, how do you think I feel? I mean, when I opened the school, nobody was in front of me. Nobody was behind me. I had the support of the families, of course, and the parents and all of that. Courtney was there. She, y'all don't even want to know. I mean, that whole time in our lives was tough. We got Randy, our nephew, and I opened the school. Courtney was trying to, edit emails and trying to help me, just from an organizational standpoint. But she had her own career. She was doing her own thing. So that was a whole process within itself. So she's definitely been there from the very, very beginning, out of everybody here at the school. It's been
10 years.
Yes, yeah, been dangerous. I don't know.
I feel like all of us collectively as a human race have no concept of time anymore since March of 2020.
I've aged 5 years in 1 year after COVID.
Yeah. I think it's hard for us to fathom like just how long 10 years is when the past 3 years just feel like this one long thing. So,
yeah.
But it's been a long time, so I'm excited. We mentioned cross country because their video went viral. Low key viral for Lynn Haven.
How about Kevin Ellis?
Can we clap it up real quick?
How about, I don't have any like, hey, you know what? I think there's like special effects I can do. Let me see. Maybe.
Well, yeah. At least do lots of hearts. For those of you in the chat,
hang on. Let's do a clap for Kevin real quick. Did y'all hear that? I don't know if you did or not. Maybe you did. You know, I don't know if that works or not, but. I found out when I listened to the recording.
Yes.
see if that worked. But yeah, Kevin, I mean, shoot, that kid. I mean, when you look at him, you don't think that he should be running a 5K?
Not just a 5K.
Yeah.
But a 5K fast.
Yeah. I mean, he's just Kevin's like built. You know, he looks like a football player. You know, and he just he rocked it out. Senior year, first time, doing a sport. I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry, not a sport, but a sport at Lynn Haven.
Sport or cross country.
Yeah. Cross country, yep. And so, yeah, him and who else was on the team?
Jalen
Hayes. He's actually, I think, 20 seconds off his PR.
Yeah, definitely.
First meet. It's pretty cool.
I'm really proud of him. So he was on our cross country team last year as a JV athlete, and this year he's rocking it as a first time varsity athlete.
Uh-huh.
And so that's very exciting. And then Charlie is coming in and rounding out the group with throwing in a JV athlete again. So we have our team kind of spans the gamut. So we have two first time athletes that competed. Now we have two others who are on the team. They were not this past meet, and so it's so exciting to see the cross country team grow, especially since four of the team members who were on our track team, our spring track team last year, and with the exception of Jalen, none of them wanted to run longer than a 200.
That's absolutely.
So the fact that they're out there running a 5K regularly is great.
Facts, yeah. But they did it. They're out there working every day. Who else on the track team? James McCray is on the track team.
Mm-hmm.
He's an eighth grader.
Mm-hmm.
And who else?
Ellington.
And Ellington's on the team. Yeah. So we have a few kiddos that, they may or may not compete in meets. But,
it's all about health and wellness, right?
Yeah,
so we're trying to keep our athletes healthy and rest when we need to and go when we don't. So I'm proud of them. And we have two more meets this year.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's clap. So let's clap it up for them. Good job, guys. So So what do we have next? A lot going on. I mean, just from school year, house socials, cross country.
Clubs start today. So Maker Society, which is is more STEM. STEM meets entrepreneurship. I think that's really the best way to put it.
That's the best way to describe it.
And so that club is 2 days a week. It starts today. Art club is on Wednesdays. So that starts tomorrow. And we, these are things that the kids asked for and are really interested in. And so it's exciting to see the membership in those clubs. And, it gives students who may not be in cross country or may not be super into doing track and field, gives them an after-school opportunity to, still kind of represent Lynn Haven in that way. So it's exciting.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, clubs have always been the bedrock at Lynn Haven, as well as electives.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a little bit different here at the school. For a school our size, having... How many kids do we have? 55 kids?
Mm-hmm.
And what, 9 teachers?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, the idea is to have small class sizes.
Yep.
And for school hour size, to offer the number of electives. I don't know of any school hour size that offers the number of electives that we offer.
For sure.
For sure.
I mean, Fridays is busy, y'all. We have kids, you know, we have kids who are out kayaking. We have kids who are fishing. We have kids who are doing archery, who are doing art, who are doing podcasting. You might hear a podcast from them soon, who are composing their own music for their podcast. It's very cool. You know, we have our ninth grade group, our Cedar House group, you know, they're in Habitudes, which is kind of our way of welcoming. And building that cohort with that ninth grade group, with the Cedar House group, because moving forward, like, that's where they begin their high school journey.
That's right.
So it's like putting the good habits in place early. So that's one of those. And they'll change again next trimester. So trimester two, the kids get all new options. And so that's an amazing opportunity for them. And it's impressive for us that we, with our teachers, with our faculty, can make the diversity of those electives happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think much like we tell our students to take risks in terms of maybe sign up for an elective that, hey, you know, you've never thought about fishing before. Maybe you should try it, you know, and, you know, sign up for something that you ordinarily wouldn't sign up for. And on the flip side, our teachers have tackled interest that they have, and they've turned them into, hey, I want to teach this elective, but I'm also going to be learning with my students.
Yeah.
You know, and they're also taking that risk. I guess it's a risk, you know. You know, and just kind of stepping out and doing that. So if you hear a teacher talking about, yeah, I really don't know a ton about podcasting, but I'm going to learn with my students, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's an inquiry, you know, sort of thing. That's that, that's PE. That's progressive education. That's what that looks like. So absolutely.
And then, so with that, we do have some pretty cool announcements to make. I think the first we made over the summer, but we've officially launched, and the students have had two classes now, is our partnership with Marymount University.
Yes, that partnership began, I would say, that's been 2 years in the making, maybe three.
2 years.
About two years in the making.
Yeah.
And as we step further into progressive education, we really evaluated, you know, how do we better, I guess, prepare our students that want to pursue higher education beyond high school. That's not the only option.
Right.
But we've got to make sure we shore up those options for the kids. And we were strategic about finding a university that closely embodied the values of Lynn Haven. And vice versa. And many people ask me, well, why didn't you, you know, select, you know, your alma mater? Mm-hmm. You know, I went to Lynchburg College, and nothing wrong with Lynchburg College, but, you know, when we evaluate schools that closely resemble sort of like the ethos of like progressive education and really seeing the students who they are and all that, Marymount, you know, rose to the top. And ironically, that's where we're both getting our doctorate from, and it all came together. And so through lengthy conversations with people, you know, I had a conversation with initially with Dr. Lou Fresenda, who's a assistant vice provost for academics at Marymount. He's excited. I mean, he emphatically was like, yes, this is something we can do. And there was a nice write-up that Marymount put out there about Lynn Haven. There's another nice write-up that we wrote on behalf of our partnership. So, yes, we offer dual enrollment for rising third and fourth year students at Lynn Haven and juniors and seniors. And it's been a little bit rocky, to be honest with you, trying to get all the logistics laid out. We've done our part, you know. We did everything that, you know, we were supposed to do. Marymount, they just have some hurdles to kind of get over, and a pretty steep hill to climb. And it's not due to incompetence on their part or their, you know, anything like that. I mean, you take Lynn Haven, we have our struggles, and we have messed up a lot, and some of it is role strain, you know, and always adding things and being new and listening to you all. But Marymount, you know, they're not an old university. They were founded in the 50s, right? I think in the
I think so.
Yeah.
I have to go back and look.
I think in the 50s. I'm sure someone could, you know, fact check that real quick and post it in the chat. But yeah, they are a new school as well. But anyway, all that to say, offering dual enrollment is just, it's phenomenal. So if your kiddo is looking to go to higher ed after high school, I mean, they can potentially have up to 24 credits. Almost pretty much a freshman year in college, pretty much barely, you know, 24 credits, which is huge.
Yeah.
Which reduces the financial cost for you trying to go to a four-year school, you know, after you graduate from high school. It's phenomenal.
It also gets your feet under you, and so you kind of learn how a college class operates, because it's different. It is different than a high school class at Lynn Haven. It's different than a high school class in a public and anywhere. You know, college classes just function differently. So we're really excited that we're able to bring that to Lynn Haven and provide that opportunity for our students. And we're proud of the fact that it is a university, actually, and congratulations to Marymount, because U.S. News and World Report, they are, for the first time, nationally ranked.
That's right, that's right.
Like, not in any specific category, just nationally ranked. They are regional and specific category.
They were never ranked before.
No.
You know, I think that's a testament to their president, Dr. Becerra. Made her Vision 2020 has been very, very ambitious. And, you know, a lot of people, just from the inside, you know, talking to folks at Marymount, a lot of people didn't see her vision, and they aren't there anymore. And, you know, we always talk about, you can either talk somebody in or out of doing something. And I think in this case, some of the growing pains that you all are facing as parents, it's some of that. It's growing pains. I mean, they literally had 40, you know, partner schools, and now they have like 750, you know, like student or something like that.
Yeah, they have over 750 enrolled, like dual enrollment students for the first time this year, and that's like more than tripled their previous dual enrollment amount. And so it's exciting. We're excited for the university and the direction that it's heading, and what that means for Lynn Haven as this partnership, you know, continues to move forward.
Oh, there's other stuff happening behind the scenes with Lynn Haven and Marymount. I'm not going to say anything quite yet because it's very, 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 very premature, but we're trying to get some more things in place to make that partnership even stronger and to solidify it even more. So that's what we're doing there.
So another exciting announcement.
This is your announcement.
It is. Well, it's my announcement and Miss Melendez's announcement, because you know, she helped me with this last year. So many of you may be familiar. Many of you may be familiar with Arbor Day Foundation. It is, you know, essentially the foundation for reforestation and you know, all that environmental foundation. And so they honor historically campuses, and so you see college campuses all over announce like we're a tree campus, we're recognized by the Arbor Day Foundation, and we're a tree campus because of the things that they do on their campus that is essentially incorporates environmental education and protects trees and things like that on their campus. So last year, really they announced this in 2021, but COVID kind of put a wrinkle in everything for everybody. So they announced that they wanted to do the same thing that they do for college campuses for K-12 schools.
Drum roll.
Drum roll. So
I don't know if the teacher works or not.
We year, a year working on this application, collecting evidence of the things that we do from an environmental education standpoint, specifically involving trees, at Lynn Haven. We submitted it in May, I believe. I think that's when the deadline was. And we found out September 1st,
right,
that we are part of the inaugural, first group, first cohort,
absolutely,
of K-12 tree schools recognized by the Arbor Day Foundation.
That's a big deal, y'all. There are a lot of applications.
There's a lot. And it demonstrates, you know, it kind of solidifies our, what we do from a science program across our curriculum. Really what we focused on was our solutions class, the senior solutions class that we have that's in partnership with Lynn Haven River now. And the fact that it's a combination of environmental science and environmental activism. Both of those combined really solidified it for us. And we got a lot of awesome feedback from the Arbor Day Foundation. And we're going to get our certificate and our flag in the mail. And once we do that, we'll do the big photo op. But it's a really exciting announcement because, again, it reaffirms our kind of our direction that we go in our science programs and why it's important.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's the epitome of progressive education, right? The community engagement piece and the kids just, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when I learned that you all, you know, we had talked about it at a leadership meeting, you know, you're going to make this application. I'm like, I don't know how it's going to go, but it's great that it happened. So what happens next? I mean,
so essentially, you know, it's our job to continue to do the work that we do.
Okay.
And so we can resubmit each year and reaffirm what we do. But, you know, the fact that we have houses named after trees, that our school is named after a tree, that we focus a lot of our science material on hands-on environmental active science, that I have a feeling that we'll be good prospects in the future. But we are part of the inaugural class, inaugural cohort. It's great.
Very, very good. So I would be, you know, remiss if I didn't, you know, give a shout out to our parent leadership team. They worked really hard. I think they've had lots of virtual meetings. They're really trying to nail down, you know, how they wanted to echo the parent involvement and the parent engagement activities that Lynn Haven has put together.
Mm-hmm.
In your email box today, you'll have a one-sheeter that talks about pretty much how you can get involved, be engaged as a parent at Lynn Haven. And we do a lot of different things throughout the year, and we thought it would be best to, you know, kind of put it together in a one-pager. And it's through conversations with the PLT, it's conversations with the different ambassadors, you know, lots of one-on-one meetings, group meetings. I mean, to be frank, you all, your voice impacted how we put together parent orientation.
It impacted how we do newslinks, how it's once a month.
Instead of weekly.
It's easy to search. So, you know, all you have to do is type in September newslinks in your email box, and it is right there. And you can pull up everything for the month.
Yeah.
The fact that we included alumni highlights, some of those things, those are all things that the parents brought to our attention.
The alumni highlights, I mean, you know, it's so great. I think last year we had 19 or 20 alumni visit us over the span of 12, 14 months. And we've only had like 40 alumni at Lynn Haven. So over half of them came back just to say hello. And so we're putting together, hopefully you heard, the first alumni spotlight. We're going to do 10 of them in celebration of 10 years. You're also here. We have interviewed some of the new employees at Lynn Haven.
Mm-hmm.
We will also be interviewing some of the students at random per house. We're going to do that a little bit. So it's just going to be a mixture of different things in terms of how we want to highlight the students, the faculty, the staff. And you all said that, right? You know, one of the things that stood out was you all wanted to come to Lynn Haven because there was a sense of belonging that your student saw. Well, you know, they didn't receive that at their previous school, but you as a parent, you want to be more involved. It's funny, I was talking to a parent maybe 2 weeks ago. Her daughter went to Lynn Haven for a year. It was during the whole pandemic. Well, we're still in the pandemic, y'all. But it was at the height of the pandemic in terms of people not knowing what it is and how to navigate it. And so she pulled her daughter out and put her at Lynn Haven because we're small. You know, we had it together. I'm going to go ahead and do a little, sound effect on how we dealt with the pandemic and all that happened. So the pandemic and with the Lynn Haven, she loved the accessibility. She loved the small classes. She loved the fact that she immediately had a friend group. She loved the fact that, it was so predictable what was going to happen. And the opportunity for parent engagement.
Yes.
Some parents don't, they may see like 15 things on the list and say, I can only do two because my schedule. Mm-hmm. We understand that. No one's going to give you the evil eye if you don't show up to anything. Okay, we don't have that sort of vibe at the school. But I spoke to her a couple weeks ago, and her daughter's in a Chesterfield County school, and I asked her, how is it? She's like, it's just flat. Mm-hmm. Not all public schools are that way, but the one she's at is pretty big. And, unfortunately, the parent involvement isn't the strongest there. Hopefully in the future it will be. And it's just not, I want something more. Like no one really talks about education. Like the parents aren't, you got to find your group.
Yes.
Once you find your group of parents, maybe you'll get connected. But she's had a hard time getting connected. I think that's the difference here. There is a sense of belonging at the school. So
that's a testament, to you all, because just like your kids are welcoming and open and kind, we see that reflected in our parents too. And so our new parents, have that same sense of, being welcomed and saying hello and really bringing them into the fold, which is great.
I got to give a shout out to the senior class of 23. I mean, this is the ninth graduating class coming up, and there's 1 year we didn't have seniors, of course. That was
17-18.
Yeah, 17-18 school year. So this is the ninth commencement we're gonna have. But this group is so awesome. I mean, I know. I don't think I've ever said that in September about a group of seniors. They are wonderful. They are all very kind to one another. They all respect one another, for the most part, from what I see.
Yeah.
No one is trying to, it's just a really good group. I mean, I think Mr. Frago has, adopted them as like his own children, I think, in some ways. And there's like, they have socials.
Yeah, so they just had a pool party.
A pool party.
And then they, they went to King's Dominion.
King's Dominion, yeah.
So, and every month that, they have something kind of, so they did something in August, something in September, every month they have something planned. Mr. Frago does. And so this, understand, these things aren't school things, right? These things are things.
For the record, these are not school sanctioned. School sanctioned events.
Mm-hmm.
We just like almost dropped a plate off the table. Live, folks, we're live. And he's been great. And I think that's what we want out of the parents that are in the houses. So like, we can put on activities, but the idea of having house ambassadors, or whatever you want to call them, house ambassadors, is for you all to try to find ways to connect outside of school as well.
So if you, their ranking is like the gold standard right now of like how to bring your kiddos together.
Yeah.
And hopefully your parents, you're taking the opportunity.
That's the Willow House right now.
Yeah, yeah. Willow House. When your students are doing these things, parents maybe take that opportunity to do some things together, or, just enjoy the quiet.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Another, I think big announcement.
This is probably the bigger one. So I know that we talked about being a tree campus through the Arbor Day Foundation, which is huge, which is really, really cool. And I think the other part of it is we've always been a school, based on the progressive education model.
Mm-hmm.
but some of the folks that have been here for a while, you never really heard me or, you know, the faculty use language specifically around the term progressive education.
Right.
Progressive education is this big umbrella that encapsulates, like, you know, Montessori sort of style of learning, you know,
Waldorf, Reggio Emilia, the lab schools,
the Sudbury schools. They're kind of out there a little bit, you know, on their own. But so we've embraced that. We're the only progressive education high school in Richmond. And so we are embracing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Ms. Hitchcock has another announcement to make.
So, and I want to say this stems really from our faculty, y'all.
Yeah.
Our faculty brought this up. Ms. Carter, I'm going to give Ms. Carter a shout out for a minute.
Absolutely.
Before, like, we were really working on this before the pandemic hit, before March of 2020, and we were going to announce, you know, this that spring. And then the world shut down and we all shut down and we were just now getting back into the swing of travel and all of that. So,
and we've been talking about this.
Yeah, this shouldn't be like outrageous, but it is exciting. So Lynn Haven, this winter.
Drum roll.
I don't know. You know how to do that. I don't know how to do that on here, but
I don't know if it works or not. So folks, tell me if you heard
this
the drum
winter
roll.
We are launching program, which is a cultural excursion program at Lynn Haven. And this is a unique opportunity to increase students' awareness of different cultures. And each year, students... Starting this winter with... which I'll announce that trip in a minute. And some of you already know because it's a junior, the juniors and seniors were given that information last week. Starting this winter, we will have an excursion program that will happen during the winter mini-mester. Okay? And it allows us to travel to different regions. And eventually, not this year and not next year, but we'll get there, we'll include an international trip. So this year, we are launching with two cultural excursion trips. One is to Washington, D.C. during winter mini-master. It's for juniors and seniors. So the Magnolia House and the Willow House have the opportunity to attend this. It is spaces limited given, you know, traveling. And it is a four-day, three-night excursion to D.C., and looking at, I mean, they're doing everything. You know, they're doing a night tour of the monuments by trolley. They are visiting two or three different Smithsonians and kind of doing the whole thing, doing mm-hmm. DC up. And then the other trip that we will do at the same time is a local trip, so it will not be an overnight, but it is Richmond, and doing all the things in Richmond that you may not normally do.
Absolutely.
And both of these trips, and really... all of the trips moving forward in this as we grow each year, okay, have this, so it's really a lean into social justice and understanding and environmental justice. I will put that in there, social and environmental justice, as we lean into that as a school and we lean into that as a community. So I'm going to lay out all the trips. We'll have four eventually. So this year we're starting with Richmond. And D.C.
And only juniors and seniors do those
trips? D.C.
Okay.
The Richmond trip is open to anybody.
Okay.
Because that's during our mini-mester. We're here. It's local. It's not overnight.
Okay.
That will happen as we do sign-ups for that mini-mester.
So that happens at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, that happens at the same time. Next school year, we will add a trip to this bunch.
Okay.
And so during that winter mini-mester, again, all of these trips happen during this winter mini-mester, there we go. Mm-hmm. We'll have Richmond, we'll have D.C., and then we'll do a trip that is Memphis to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they'll be, you know, essentially traveling, doing all of the historical sites, going over the William Pettus Bridge and, you know, all of it. So it's very exciting. And then the following year... So if you're keeping track,
Yeah, so
this year's Cedar House.
Yeah, so like walk through like a kid. Yeah. Yeah.
So this year, we're doing 2. Next year, we're doing 3. The following year, which will be Cedar House's last year, mm-hmm. Senior House's senior year, we are going to add in a trip to Costa Rica.
Yay.
So that's the big exciting. All of these are really intended to, again, some, it might be their first time ever flying,
absolutely.
You know, or their first time spending, you know, 3 consecutive nights away from home for some of our students. So it's a really exciting opportunity. And all of these will take place during our winter mini-mester. And that, again, adds to that progressive education, hands-on learning, place-based learning, and expand our program in that way. So it's a rollout.
So Ms. Hitchcock, you know the burning question. Yes. That everyone's going to have about all these fantastic trips to Memphis and all that. So you
do I get to chaperone them?
Yeah, exactly. So did you lay out all the trips, or is that all the trips?
That's all 4 trips.
Yeah,
and we roll them out.
So recap.
So we will have Richmond and D.C. this year.
Okay.
The following next school year, mm-hmm. we're going to add the trip to Memphis to Atlanta. So we'll keep D.C., Richmond, Memphis to Atlanta, and then the year after that, we will add in the trip to Costa Rica.
So if I'm hearing you right, the each starting when will a student have an opportunity to go on a trip each year? Their first year.
Ninth grade. Yeah.
So ninth grade, I can go. Where am I going in ninth grade?
Richmond.
Where am I going in 10th grade?
D.C.
Where am I going in 11th grade?
Memphis.
Where am I going my senior year?
Costa Rica.
That's really cool.
So this year, Cedar House, right? This year's freshman.
Yeah.
This year's ninth grade. They'll have an opportunity to experience all 4 trips.
Okay. So here's the big question. Mm-hmm. How much is it going to cost Ms. Hitchcock?
That is trip dependent.
Right.
So Richmond, $0.
So this school year.
Richmond. The Richmond excursion mm-hmm. is $0. It's local. I mean, it costs the school some, but
yeah.
We're not. D.C., they have that trip information. Mm-hmm. So they received that last week, the juniors and seniors who mm-hmm. want to sign up to go.
So that's this school year.
That's mm-hmm. this school year. There is a cost associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis to Atlanta will have a cost associated with that. Mm-hmm. Because that doesn't launch until next year, I'm not going to predict.
Right.
Because it really depends on the trip. We will know for sure by July of next summer
mm-hmm.
what the cost will be. Mm-hmm. Because we're working with a travel company for that. So it will be set. It's not something that we can set right now.
Right.
And same with Costa Rica, mm-hmm. Because that's 2 years from now.
Right.
We won't be able to set that because it is... It's flight dependent, right?
Right.
It depends on the cost Absolutely. Of flights and the cost of travel and all of that at that time. Our hope, and this is our sincere hope, that no other global pandemic gets in our way
right.
of launching this, because it's something that we have been talking about doing, like I said, since the 1920 school year. And Ms. Carter, to Ms. Carter's credit, is really the one who was like, we need to take these kids on an international trip.
Yeah, I remember also. I was going on an international trip and all that, and so.
So it's called Voyager. It's our cultural excursion program. Do you want to tell them why it's called Voyager? Why we're bringing the language back?
Yeah. So back in the day. When Lynn Haven was pretty much, let's just call it, you know, K-8 school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, K-12 school. We have summer camp called Voyager. And the reason why it was called Voyager is because we were in a little 2-story cape, and we had summer camp. And I really couldn't keep 14, you know, second, third, fourth, fifth graders in a tiny little house all day, and I really didn't have a front yard. I really didn't, you know, we had a parking lot, you know, for the backyard, And so Voyager was meant, hey, every day is a fantastic voyage. I said, we're going to go on an excursion every single day. That was the joke. But the reality is, yeah, I mean, that was, that's the idea, is to go, life's a journey, life is a voyage, education is a voyage. You know, I think kids are voyagers, you know, when they go to school, they're always experiencing something new. As a professional, as a founding head of school, it's been a voyage as well. Sometimes the wind took me to places where I didn't want to go. Sometimes we were, you know, due north where we're supposed to be headed. But I think it's cool that we ended that summer camp program, man, 5 years ago. We haven't had summer camp.
And since the summer of 2017,
yeah.
I think was the last time we had summer camp.
Last time we had summer camp. And we don't serve that population anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're high school now, so we don't serve the kiddos that need summer camp in terms of like play. So we wanted to hold on to our roots a little bit and, you know, and bring that back to life. So it's really great. I'm really excited about it. You know, we've kind of laid out what needs to happen,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. So, yeah.
It's one of those things that I've been really excited to announce to parents, and I think to students as well. And so, you know, live podcast listeners, you get to be in the know. You get to be the first to hear. So
yeah,
we're really excited.
Yeah. I definitely heard it first here. So, yeah, this has been cool. Hopefully our viewership will increase. So just, you know, make sure you tell folks about it. You know, these lives will be just once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's just sort of, you know, we're just downloading a bunch of stuff. Next time we'll have more topics, you know, we're going to talk about.
And take some questions too next time.
And take some questions next time for sure. Thank y'all for coming out and listening. And this will be available. We're going to download it and put it on the den so others can listen to it.
Absolutely.